Hello, welcome to our film review podcast, brought to you by the Department of Foreign Languages at the University of Sharjah.
Hello everyone, this is Mozal Ali, your host for today's podcast, and I will be reviewing one of my favorite movies, Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris movie, directed by Anthony Fabian. Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, a collaboration with the House of Dior, tells the tale of a widowed cleaning lady in 1950s, specifically 1957 London, who falls head over heels for a couture Dior dress and decides she must have one of her own. However, the staff declined to assist her because she wasn't seen wealthy, except for Natasha, a fashion model who works for Dior. After Miss Harris seen working to raise funds to pursue her dream, she embarks on an adventure to Paris that will change not only her own outlook, but the very future of the House of Dior. From this movie, learn to never be afraid to dream and that it's never too late to chase your dreams. And kindness is something anyone can give without losing anything themselves. But sometimes caring too much can leave you hurt. I agree with the message of the movie. Every one of us have ambitions and dreams. We sometimes lose sense in our dreams, but despite how absurd they may sound, we should keep following our gut instincts and intuitions. Don't let anyone limit your aspirations. They're valuable and they're yours. Mrs. Harris, she didn't let anything or anyone change her. She remained kind-hearted and noble throughout the entire movie. I loved how honest she was from the beginning of the movie till the end. But what bothered me about the movie was that after Miss Harris achieved her goal and after paying hundreds of pounds for the dress, Miss Harris lends the dress to Pamela Penrose, the girl she's working for, so that she would get the opportunity of getting seen in a wonderful dress. But unfortunately, the dress gets set on fire, and Miss Penrose doesn't even offer to pay for the damages. Thankfully, after her dress went up in flames, a picture of the dress made the news and spread all the way to Paris. The most powerful part was probably where I realized that she was very determined to stay positive and stay kind to the people who judged her for her looks and refused to help her buy the dress she wanted. Everything about this movie, from the scenery to the actors, the music to the script, is just so well suited to the plot. And while the other characters are all young and have plenty of time to figure out what's important to them, Miss Harris is already halfway through her life and still doesn't seem truly happy, but she's motivated to pursue her goals. This is why Miss Harris' story stands out to me. I would definitely recommend this movie to a friend. I felt like this movie was a motivational movie. The movie has an interesting way of displaying the main message, which is that all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Thank you everyone for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure that you subscribe to our podcast. Thank you.